we presented a fascinating shita of Rashi. There is no Gemara that compelled Rashi to conclude this, but Rashi learns in our Gemara that the mechayev of the Gemara to conclude that the ikar time for Bedika, when the Gemara and the Havamina suggest it should be at the sixth hour, was before a chiyuv called Bal Yira kicks in. Rashi is the one who's mechadish that on Daf Dalet. There are other Rashis that the know to be that Tzlach, actually, I didn't even put this on the Merakos. Tzlach thinks on Daf Vavam Abiz in that famous Gemara that talks about Shnei Dvarim, two things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts into your Rishus, even though it's not really yours. Rashi sounds like in there that Le'inyan Chiyav Bal Yerah Bayimotze once again on Vavam Abiz. So the Tzlach is convinced that that's Shitas Rashi, that there is Bal Yerah Bayimotze already midday, although there is no Gemara that says that Beferish in Maseches Pesach. Okay, if you look at the implications of this question, so we pointed out that in the Chubas No de Yehuda, he was presented a fascinating question that there was a person that died on Erev Pesach, and the halacha is that a person who doesn't take care of his chiyav bal yirah bal yimotze has a consequence that post facto after Pesach, although Pesach after chametz after Pesach is only aser midrabbanon, it's a knas shekansu chachamim according to Rabbi Shimon, but that knas is attributed to anyone who violates bal yirah bal yimotze. So the question is, did this person violate bal yirah bal yimotze? He was only alive in that window of from chatzos until Pesach, so that's really hinging on this question of whether or not there was a violation of bal yirah bal yimotze on Pesach. On Erev Pesach, if the children if the person didn't value bar yirmotze, so then the children obviously would not be affected. So the Nadi Yehuda says he thinks that this question really lies on our Rashi, and he tries to discover whether or not there are any other Rishonim that take a stance on this issue. So again, our Rashi both here and the Rashi on Chavtes, and as Linder pointed out, will have implications how to understand the Gemara of Shnei Dvarim She'asan HaKosav Birshu, so that the Torah put it into your Rishus Le'inyan, which Chiyav. So Linder said the Pashta sounds like that the Torah is being Mechayiv you and Ba'yir Ba'yir Motzei, like the Tzlach argues. But that's not necessarily the only way that the Rishonim will understand that Gemara. Maybe it's not referring to classic Ba'yir Ba'yir Motzei, because as again, there is no Gemara that says Beferish that you value Ba'yir Ba'yir Motzei before Pesach. The Rambam sounds like this, as we pointed out. I don't remember where the Rambam is. The Rambam says that if a person did not bit mevatel his chametz, the Rambam does seem to say clearly in the Yad, in the halachas. Where's the Rambam really say again? Paragimah halacha says the Rambam says a person did not be mevatel, so he violates by Rabbi Yimotze. On that Rambam, the Ravid is masik on the Rambam. The Ravid says that he thinks that it's questionable his conclusion because by Bal Yerah Bal Yimotze, the Torah uses a language of Shivas Yomim, which would lend oneself to the conclusion that the Isser of Bal Yerah Bal Yimotze, the Isser to own Chametz, would only be on the actual 7-day period. It's not to be confused. The Ravid is obviously going to hold that it's Asr to eat Chametz after Chatzos. Even before Chatzos, it's going to be Asr rabbinically. And everyone will hold that it's usher to eat chametz on Erev Pesach, but that might be because of a violation of Tashbisu. This is what Tosfos points out on Daf Chav Chesem and Beis on the Gemara that analyzes Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda's Shita of whether or not there is an additional Isser of eating chametz and benefiting from chametz from Erev Pesach. Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that that Isser even exists from Erev Pesach. Rabbi Shimon is that that's not true. There's a linkage between the Isser of eating chametz and the Isser and the mitzvah of eating matzah. So just like the mitzvah of eating matzah is only on a 7-day period, so to the Isser of benefiting and eating from chametz would only be in that 7-day period. So according to Rabbi Shimon, would it be mutter min ha-Torah to eat chametz? Right, we know it's asur midrabbanan even before chatzos. Would it be mutter? Right, that's the Mishnah that we learned on Yud Aleph, on Yud Beis from Rabbi Meir Rabbi Yehuda. Question whether or not what time that sets in, but there's for sure a rabbinic isser. So what sets in at chatzos? So that is what Tosfos points out. Everyone agrees that there's going to be an Isser Essay of Tashbisu. Question whether or not that applies to Nashim, and is that a Mitzvah Saseh Shazman Groma? Not for now, Rabbi Isai, something that we should talk about before Pesach, whether or not they're obligated and can they eat chametz on Erev Pesach, a fascinating tzlach on Daf Chav Ches Amid Beis. But a little tangent, not for now. So everyone's going to agree that Minat Torah there's going to be an Isser to eat. The question is whether or not that's going to be a chametz tikkun Isser. Will there be a lo saseh? That's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. And Rabbi Shimon's opinion is that there is no Isser Achil. Now we're extrapolating, we're saying, but there might be a violation to own chametz on Erev Pesach. That's Shitas Rashi and possibly Shitas Rambam. The Magid Mishnah agrees with the Hasaga of the Ravid. And the Magid Mishnah proves that he thinks that the Rambam over here is Lav Dafka, because the Rambam, when he introduced all the halachos that he's going to discuss in Hilchos Chametz Umatzah, the Rambam tells us that there is an Isser to own chametz for 7-day period, clearly limiting Bali Rabba Yimatzah, the Isser to own chametz, to only be for a 7-day period. However, in the Tshuva, the Noidi Yehuda, that raises this question that he got from the guy who had a big Geshmak Schnapps business, that he died on Erev Pesach. And now the question is, we want to know, did he violate Bali Rabba Yimatzah? Did he not? Now, why does it matter whether he violated Bali Rabba Yimatzah? Because the knas of the penalty of owning chametz after Pesach is only limited to those that violated Bali Rabba Yimatzah. Says the Noida Yehuda, he thinks the Magid Mishnah is absolutely wrong. The fact that the Rambam in the Koteres, in the title, only introduced Bali Rabba Yimatzah by 7 days, that is inconclusive. That's because the Rambam does not consider when he titles things, he doesn't consider things that are learnt out from Yud Gimel Midah Shatar Nidrashas Ben. He only introduces titles, says the Noda Yehuda, of things that are beferish in the Krah. So over here, what's beferish in the Krah? Exactly what the Ravid said. Shivas Yamin when it comes to Bali Rabba Yimatzah. Now you're trying to extrapolate a chiddush that Rashi and the Rambam conclude that there's even going to be Bali Rabba Yimatzah even on Erev Pesach. How do you derive that? There is no pasuk that says that. So it says the Noda Yehuda, I'm going to tell you how you derive that. You derive that from Egzera Shava. What Egzera Shava? Turn to Daf Hei Amid Beis. The Gemara Daf Hei Amid Beis tells us that there is a linkage from the pasuk of Sor Seor that anything that applies to Bal Yerah, applies to Bal Yimotze, applies to Bal Yatmin, all of these different types of situations where a person hides, where a person keeps chametz around in his house, he violates that, even though the Torah, when it introduces all these different isurim of Bayra, Bayimotze, Bayatmin, the Torah introduces it in different areas. One pasuk, I don't know the pasukim by heart. One pasuk is specifically limited to Gvulin, to the boundaries. One pasuk is specifically Babayis. So the Gemara says, don't be convinced by these pasukim that it's only limited to those areas. These isurim apply to all these areas, and what applies to one and what exists in one pasuk applies to the other. So the Gemara says, I've quoted you in this past. The Gemara says, Bayra Bayimotze, whatever applies to one in the pasuk is going to apply to the other. So says the Noda Yehuda, one second, if the Gemara introduces to us, Exera Shavav Saor Saor, that whatever applies to one applies to the other, so then I could also extrapolate from that Exera Shavav, also Legabe another Shiloh. When the Torah says, introduces to me the Chiyav to destroy Chametz, Tashpisu kol saor mi batechem. I have an obligation to destroy all of the saor in my house. I can link that to what? Another pasuk that refers to saor, which is what? The Isser of Bali Rabba Yimotzeh. So I use that Gzeira Shavah that the Gemara introduced to me on Hamad base, and now I extrapolate that to another halacha, which is Lagabe, the din of Erev Pesach. Just like I have a chiv of Tashpisu from Erev Pesach, Lagabe saor, so too I have an Isser Bal Yerah Bal Yimatzeh of owning chametz on Pesach because it says saor in that pasuk. Yeah, Yosef.
Did the Rambam ever mention that there's
a show? No, he mentions the conclusion of the Gemara that the Gemara in Hei Mabez, he doesn't differentiate between Bal Yerah Bal Yimatzeh, but he doesn't mention it regarding this chiddush. No, this is all a conjecture of the Noda Yehuda, and he knows that he's going up against the Magid Mishnah, and he's lav dafking the koteres of the Rambam that limited to Shivas Yamin. But that being said, the Rambam himself seems to contradict that koteres in the Yad HaChazak. However, then the Noda Yehuda takes a bowed face. The Noda Yehuda says, I'm comfortable doing and learning this Gzeir Shava, as long as I don't have a hekesh that's contradicting this Gerushova. What do you mean I don't have a hekesh that's contradicting this Gerushova? The Gemara tells us, Rabosai, on the Gemara in Chav Ches, that Reb Shimon is of the opinion that there's a hekesh between Achilas Matzah and Achilas Chametz. That the time that there's usher to eat chametz is only the time that there's a mitzvah of achilas matzah, which is when? Shivas Yamin, the actual Pesach. That's why Reb Shimon is of the opinion that what? There is no iser min haTorah to eat chametz on Erev Pesach. So comes along the Nebiyud and he says, well, if there's a hekish to link chametz to achila, albeit he's maskim, that is not regarding Ba'ayirah Ba'ayimatzeh, but it is regarding another halacha pertaining to chametz, namely the iser of achilas chametz. The Nedev Yehuda says, as much as I can conclude from a gzeira shava and daf hey amid beis to argue the point that ba'yirah ba'yimatzeh should be linked to tashbisu on erev Pesach to tell me that I have an iser to own chametz on erev Pesach, but at the same time I also have a hekesh that tells me that maybe the iser of owning chametz should be limited to what? To be 7 days, just like I introduced that the iser of Achilas Chametz only exists on the 7-day period, which is linked to the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah. So comes along the review, then he says the following. Rabbi Yisai, perhaps this issue of whether or not I should deduce that there's a Gzeira Shava teaching me that there's an Isser Bal Yerah Bal Yimotzeh on the Erev Pesach based on Saor from Tashbisu should be hinging on whether or not I held that there's an Isser of Achilas Chametz on Erev Pesach. Namely, says the Noid of Yehuda, this very issue of whether or not there's Bal Yerah Bal Yimotzeh on Erev Pesach should only be able to be true and teach me this halacha if I agree that there's an Isser of Achilas Chametz on Erev Pesach. Namely, it would exist within Shitas Rabbi Yehuda and not within Shitas Rabbi Shimon. So if you paskin like Rabbi Shimon, then he would say there's no Bal Yerah Bal Yimotzeh learned out from the Gzeira Shava of Saor Saor. Because contradicting that Gzeira Shava, you have a Hekish that tells you the Chametz Dik HaLacha should be reserved for the 7-day period. However, if you will accept Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, then you already have an Isser of Achilas Chametz on Erev Pesach, which would now allow you to keep that Gzeira Shava alive to teach you that there should be Bal Yerah Bal Yimotzeh also on Erev Pesach. This is the Makabe Patish, Rabbi Yisrael. Comes along the Noid of Yehuda and he says, Moira Rabbeisai, the Rambam and the Ravid have a machloikis, had a paskin legabi, the machloikis, Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda on Erev Pesach. Even though everyone is in agreement, says the Noid of Yehuda, that chametz after Pesach is what? Is a knas, is only midrabanan, and everyone agrees, like the Gemara says later on, that the halacha is like Rabbi Shimon when it comes to chametz achara Pesach, chametz sha'avra lava Pesach. That there's no dispute about. All the Rishonim in our agreement, Shulchan Aruch, everyone, that Chametz Shavuot Pesach is only in a Siddur Rabban. However, when it comes to before Pesach, that seems to be a split amongst the Rishonim. And guess what, says the Noid of Yehuda? It's a split amongst our Rishonim themselves. It's a split against the Rambam and the Ravid. The Rambam was of the opinion that we should paskin like Rabbi Shimon after Pesach, but when it comes to before Pesach, we're not paskin like Rabbi Shimon. Rather, we're paskening like Rabbi Yehuda. Whereas the Ravid, in the other halacha, I forgot where I put it down, Rabbi Yisai, the Ravid was of the opinion that you should pasken like Rabbi Shimon, both after Pesach and before Pesach. We pasken like Rabbi Shimon straight up all through Pesach, Erev Pesach, after Pesach, and therefore there is no one Isser Daraisa eating chametz outside of Pesach. Says the Noid of Yehuda, that's the answer to our question. Whether or not there will be Bal Yerah, Bal Yimotzeh on Erev Pesach learned out from the Gzeira Shava of Saor Saor is dependent on whether or not you have another Isser of Achilas Chametz on Erev Pesach, which makes the Rambam and the Ravid Lishitasa. Yeah, Julian.
Did the Gemara on Chav Chet say what was Rabbi Yehuda's proof?
Yeah, so therefore?
I'm just asking because I don't know.
You're asking. The Gemara says that Rabbi Yehuda has an extra pasuk. Um, My time of the plus a croix, even lo yochel chomets chomach metzel zochel lo sochel al chazir. Chad lefnez mano, chad laachas mano, chad letoks mano. So at the end of the day, the Rambam chose to pick him. Why the Rambam chose to pick him, I don't know. That's the Rambam's issue, and we'll have to deal with that when we learn the Gemara in Chavches. But the Nedib Yudah says, once the Rambam chose to pick him, now I have no reason not to darshan out an Isser of Chametz, of owning Chametz, also on Erev Pesach. There's no Hekish that's really countering a Gzeirah Shavah of Seor Seor. So says the Nedib Yudah, this million-dollar Shaila will be dependent on the Rambam and the Ravid Lishitasa. I don't have anything to compel me and to tell me about how Rashi works out, and Nedib Yudah is not working within Rashi, although he does think, like he writes in the Tzlach, that Rashi does hold like the Rambam, but it's very hard to prove how Rashi sided amongst the Machlokes Tanoim, because Rashi's not a halachic sefer. But within the Rambam and the Ravid, the Nedib Yudah says, this Shiloh of the Yerusha, he thinks would depend on this very Shiloh. Yeah, Yosef.
The Magen Mishnah is the Mechaber, correct?
No, that's the Kesef Mishnah.
Oh, it's the Kesef? Okay. It should be interesting to see what they paskin.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we paskin Chometz Kodim Zmani. You're not going to be able to find out in Shulchan Aruch because it's going to be Usser regardless, and there's no Nafkamina of Malkus Bezmanazeh anyways, so it's going to be hard to know what the nature of our is. Everyone agrees that Minatur is going to be Usser even from Tashpisu. It's just now going to be a machlok, like Tosis pointed out on top of Chavchesam and Beis. There's going to be an Issa der Rabbanim before Chatzos, there's going to be an Issa der Raisa after Chatzos. The question just is, do you pass like Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbi Shimon? Is there an Issa Lav before Pesach? A lot going on in those hours before Pesach. A lot transferring from the hours before Chatzos to Pesach itself. Even in the world of Rabbi Yehuda, because the Rabbi Yehuda is switching from an Issa Lav to an Issa Karis on Pesach. But a lot that's happening according to many different opinions. So everybody say that's going to be the end of our issue, our sugya, and it's going to also have the ramifications legabe the knas on the store that asked that question of the guy in Eretz Yisrael also in terms of whether or not he would have the issue after Pesach if he would stay open, if we would have let him stay open and just do a later sale based on the hours in America. All right? Everyone clear? Jeremy, we're good?